Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Wednesday, March 7, 2018. The time is 9:03 a.m. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this morning, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning. Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning. Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Michikee, Senator Stevens, and Senator Olson. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin?
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning, Senator Michikee.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Senator Steve. Good morning, Senator Olson.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff. We are in Juneau, Alaska, room 532 in Alaska State Capitol. For those skiers, it looks like another morning with some snow coming down, and the kids will be excited about making snowmen in Alaska, at least in the Juneau area. On today's agenda, we are considering governor's appointees for the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board, as well as the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. If I could direct the committee's attention to the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board nominees and ask Mike Powers. He is online joining us from Fairbanks. Mr. Powers, welcome to Senate Finance.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee.
Mr. Powers, could you let us know why you've advanced your name forward to serve on this worthy effort and what your qualifications are to join the trustees?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Very briefly, I'm a 34-year resident of Alaska. Came to Alaska as a VISTA volunteer in 81 and 82. Went outside for graduate work in health administration in Wisconsin, Virginia. For the last 32 years, I've been serving in Fairbanks, 10 years as CFO at Fairbanks Memorial, 20 years as CEO, and then I spent a year as an interim chancellor at UAF while the university went through a national search. I'm interested in serving on the Mental Health Trust for several reasons. As CEO at Fairbanks Memorial over the years and currently as CEO at the Tanana Valley Clinic this past year, much of my time's been focused on building programs, recruiting personnel to support behavioral-related programs and services. Saw quite a bit of related efforts in the emergency department at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital on our 20-bed unit, which had four secure beds, worked closely with courts and the downtown business community, police, various support agencies, families, and clearly understand the, frankly, crisis situation that Fairbanks, Alaska, and the nation is relative to coverage for behavioral health issues. In my own family, I have a 23-year-old developmentally disabled niece, and I've been working long distance as my brother attempts to rally support for housing for her daughter and others in need in the Denver area, just on raising funds, et cetera. I think over my 30-some years at the hospital, there are two exceptionally vulnerable populations. One is our seniors, which I saw at our skilled long-term care facility, Denali Center, and secondly, the mentally ill and developmentally disabled. And so given my background, my experience, and a desire to address these needs in our community and across the state, those are some of the reasons that I'm interested in this position.
Are there questions from committee members? Mr. Power, have you been involved or an employee of the state within the last 2 years?
Yes, I was. I was employed as interim chancellor at the University of Alaska. And of course, the paycheck is state related.
That's
helpful.
I am reading a prohibition on the board, and it says a member appointed by the governor may not be an officer or employee of the state, or within 2 years preceding or during the member's term of office, have an interest in, served on a governing board, or been employed by an organization that has received during the same period money from the Mental Health Trust income account under a grant or contract services. A trustee may be appointed for no more than two consecutive five-year terms. So do you pass that threshold then?
I do believe I passed that. The other consideration is I finished in May of 2016, so that would be 2 years this spring. But I believe the university stands apart from the direct employment within a state agency, but that may be something I need further clarification on.
Thank you. There is also a geographic interest at times for different boards, and I would just point members in our packets. We show that Mr. Powers is from Fairbanks, and Fairbanks is not currently represented on the Alaska Mental Health Trust Board, so certainly geography is in his corner for diversification of the board's representation on people throughout Alaska being represented. Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a process by which the board can evaluate the paragraph that you just read and acknowledge that, yes, he did serve in the capacity at University of Alaska Fairbanks within the last 2 years, and we acknowledge that it technically violates by a few months his potential serving on this board, and that we accept that, or we somehow waive that if it makes sense in a case-by-case scenario. Is that possible?
We can certainly check with actually the governor's office and the board who vets the candidates. I believe the university does receive funding from Mental Health Trust in various capacities and in small ways. Mr. Power, I appreciate you placing your name before us. Are there other questions of the applicant? Senator Michiki.
Madam Chair, just reading that paragraph a little bit more carefully, I'm not sure it has two parts to that sentence. May not be a current officer or employee of the state or within 2 years served on a governing board or had been employed by an organization that has received during that same period money from the mental health trust income account under a grant or contract from service. So I read it as though it didn't fit until I read it more carefully. It seems like perhaps it's a current employee. Am I correct on that?
We'll double check those.
Okay.
I did read it twice with the same glance, and that's why I was asking Mr. Powers whether he thought he met the construct of that prohibition for serving on the board.
Thank you.
Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Well, it's clearly Mr. Powers is very qualified, and I'd be sorry if this one little thing kept him from serving, but did you leave the Board of Regents the same date you were hired as an employee? Is that May 16? So there are two issues, serving on a board but also being an employee. Do I understand that, Ms. Powers, that you left the board in May of 16 as well?
That's correct. I was encouraged to apply for that interim position, and once named, I then immediately stepped down from the Regents.
Thank you. And I guess the other issue of following along with Senator Von Imhoff is that we may have to wait until May if that would be possible to have him comply with that requirement.
Senator Stevens, we are trying to get out of Juneau in 90 days.
Well, I was thinking mid-May would be a good date to leave.
It is beautiful in Juneau. I believe my constituents would like me home sooner.
Thank you.
I do understand and respect Mr. Powers stepping up and wanting to contribute in this way to the people of Alaska. Are there other questions on the appointee? Seeing and hearing none, I'd like to ask Brene Boehner. Brene, are you online? She is calling in from Anchorage, currently serving on the Alaska Native Health Board. Come for me. Brene, are you there?
Yes, Madam Chair, I am online. Thank you.
Welcome to Senate Finance. If you could describe why you would like to serve on the board and your qualifications for the committee's consideration. Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, Ms. Vernay, could you put your name on the record for my benefit, because I'm going to have to move a motion, and I want to make sure that I phonetically pronounce your last name correctly.
Yes, gladly. My name is Vernay Burner, pronounced like a stove burner.
So. Thank you.
Vernay rhymes with Renee.
Ms. Burner, if you would please proceed with your why you'd like to serve on the board and then the qualifications that point you in this direction.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Thank you for this opportunity to share with you my experience and interest in serving as a trustee for the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. I am humbled and honored to be before you today. My name, again, is Vernay Burner. My Inupiaq name is Kaanak, after my grandmother. I'm an enrolled tribal member of the Sovereign Native Village of Kayana. I would like to start by sharing my earliest memory. I was 4 years old, believing I was driving. I wasn't, but I thought I was, the snow goat to the Armory for Head Start in Kayana, Alaska. Kayana is my hometown and where my grandmother and my Atin, or namesake, served as one of the first-generation community health aides. She was my first exposure to tribal health, and back then, patients often came to our home for care. We didn't have a toilet, and I remember having to scamper in the middle of winter to the outhouse with all the scary stories of the Inuklunds and Nataks that my aunts and uncles used to tease me with. By the way, it's amazing to me that there are many homes in Kayana today that still do not have water and sewer. By the time I graduated, our tribal leaders, working with our elders, created the Inupiaq Iloqosteaq, which are Inupiaq values, with the premise that every Inupiaq person is responsible to all other Inupiaq for the survival of our cultural spirit and the values and traditions through which it survives. Through our extended family, we retain, teach, and live our Inupiaq way of life. With guidance and support from our elders, we teach our children the Inupiaq Iloqosteaq values, and they have a list of 17 values that go with that. These were my formative experiences, and this is the briefest way that I can think of introducing you to who I am and the foundational experiences I bring to the table. My specific interest in the Alaska Mental Health Trust comes from the tribes and tribal leaders. I am the president and CEO for the Alaska Native Health Board. ANHB is a statewide voice on Alaska Native health issues. ANHB is in its 50th year as an advocacy organization for the health needs and concerns for all Alaska Native people, and its mission is to promote the spiritual, physical, mental, social, and cultural well-being and pride of Alaska Native people. Since my returning to Alaska and prior to that, our leadership has stated that the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees needs representation from those familiar with the Alaska tribal health system, particularly considering the overrepresentation of our people as the trust beneficiaries. The Alaska Tribal Health System is a true system of care with voluntary participation of sovereign tribes and tribal health organizations through a single negotiated compact with the federal government. The Alaska Tribal Health System provides health services for Alaska Natives and American Indians in over 200 facilities and locations across the state. It provides health care in every Alaskan community and is a critical component of the Alaska public health system. I come before you today with encouragement and blessing of the Alaska Native Health Board. As far as my experience goes, I have over 20 years of experience in tribal health, health promotion and disease prevention, administration, and budgeting experiences. I have served tribes in the establishment and formation of tribal epidemiology centers and have over 13 years experience serving on a tribal institutional review board, working on human protection issues with particular attention to the vulnerable populations, such as those who comprise the beneficiaries of the Alaska Mental Health Trust. I'm also a Native American Research Centers on Health fellow, and I hold a master's degree in public health and an undergraduate degree in business administration. My passion is addressing health disparities in Indigenous and minority populations through health research, policy development, education, and outreach. I'm a firm believer in community-based approaches to best tap the existing strengths and resources of these resilient populations in order to address the health disparities. I have observed that culturally intelligent approaches are needed to build and build upon evidence-based approaches with the intention, with interventions, outreach, and treatment. I have had the honor of being entrusted by tribes to represent them on health issues from state and national levels, including complex work groups such as the restructuring initiative of the Indian Health Service and the National IHS Budget Formulation Work Group, as well as serving on translational research into practice advisory groups. I also offer one other unique perspective regarding Alaska's diversity and immigrant experience. I consider myself to have three citizenships. I'm a citizen of my native village of Kayana. I'm a citizen of the United States, and I am a naturalized citizen of Germany. Alaska has grown in so many ways in our lifetimes, and even in my small village of Kayana, we have naturalized citizens from around the world. I know what it's like to go through that process and to seek health care and mental health services in a foreign country with limited command of the language. Naturalized families experience unique health issues and concerns of which I have not only learned about academically, but I have personally experienced, and I have this to offer as well. And in closing, I'd like to offer my personal interest in serving. Like all trustees, I have a very personal drive for wishing to serve as a trustee. I hope to honor my late sister, who lost her battle with alcohol 3 days before her 29th birthday. She was trying to quit and had no drugs in her system, and the coroner's report listed her cause of death as natural due to complications of chronic ethanolism. I pose that there is nothing natural about the death of a 29-year-old. I want to thank you for your time and consideration, and I welcome your questions. Thank you.
Are there questions from committee members? Senator Michicki.
Thank you. Good morning. I have reviewed your resume, and it's interesting that your master's is specifically on primary health care and health disparities. And I'm impressed that you had some time outside. Sometimes Alaskans can become somewhat myopic in not getting out quite enough. But the question I have is, has the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority had Alaska Native representation in the past, or are you one of the first?
They have had Alaska Native representation in the past, and they do currently have a member on board as well. But it has been rather limited, and the experience itself has not necessarily been tied to the Alaska tribal health system and bringing that experience to bear. The importance of that is that, again, the Alaska tribal health system is a true system of care with referral patterns and agreements among the tribes, as well as providing services to veterans, both Native and non-Native, and also operating community health centers. And the reason why there's been a dearth of representation from this area is the very issue that you just raised with my colleague, Mr. Powers, is that if our members accept resources from the Mental Health Trust Authority, it renders them ineligible to apply. The Alaska Native Health Board does not receive resources from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, and therefore I am eligible.
Thank you.
Further questions? I would just state on the record, the purpose of the authority is to ensure an integrated, comprehensive mental health program and to administer the office of the long term care ombudsman established in 4762010. Ms. Berner, can you speak to one of the qualifications under 4730016 is your ability in financial management and investment in land management or services for the beneficiaries of the trust? The reason I put the purpose on the record is you certainly can help assist all of us with the mental health side and health side of the services that we are trying to deploy through the Mental Health Trust. Do you have any expertise or skills in financial management, investment, and land management?
Yes. So my experience with the Northwest Portlander Indian Health Board, I served as the administrative officer there, where I was responsible for negotiating lease and contract agreements, as well as I held the responsibility and authority for investment strategy for the organization's investment portfolio. I also serve as the Alaska representative on the National Indian Health Services Budget Formulation Work Group. And so with that, we provide recommendations to the director of the Indian Health Service, the administration, and to Congress on the overall Indian Health Service budget. The current enacted budget is $4.24 billion. So I do have experience with that. My undergrad degree is in business administration, and also while serving as the administrative officer, I was the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board's representative to the Portland Area's Facilities Advisory Board.
Thank you for that additional feedback, Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Berner, your resume is quite impressive, and I would my only question to you is, from your tenure in the lower 48 to your return back home, I'll say, back to Alaska, and is there any best practices that you learned there that you're trying to implement in Alaska, or are we just way ahead and everybody's playing catch-up?
I will say that the Alaska Tribal Health System has so much to offer with regards to this. And working on the various work groups, some of the meetings that I've had with agency heads within the Health and Human Services is that they've stated that within the state, the Alaska Tribal Health System has done a far better job than most in implementing best practices within and evidence-based approaches in a more systematic way, and so that's one area. But the experience within itself, we are advocating for and working with the National Institutes of Health, which just recently established a tribal research, tribal health research office. Sorry, last year was its first year of implementation, and we are looking at working with them and increasing opportunities to build the evidence-based and best practice approaches. I have served on several advisory boards. I was on the Oregon Public Health Association's board of directors, and I served on the Oregon Clinical and Translational Research Institute's on community partnership board, with an emphasis on translating research into practice. And so there are opportunities. We are still advocating for more resources to increase the generalizable knowledge of healthcare within tribal communities, bringing to bear some of the cultural approaches that may have greater impact, and also in working with the unique conditions of rural Alaska.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Further questions? Ms. Bernay, thank you for joining us in Senate Finance today. Mr. Power, are you still there? Mr. Powers? I'm being told he just hung up. It just hasn't processed through on ours. I was going to try to provide him an opportunity, since I asked the question about the specifics on finance and management land, that he would have that opportunity also. Seeing that he is not online any longer, Senator Bishop, I have a motion on the Alaska Mental Health Trust Board.
Brief at ease.
We're back on the record. Senator Bishop, thank you for that at ease. Mr. Powers, as I understand it, you're back online?
Yes, I am.
I am so sorry to not provide you the same opportunity, but I had asked the question, and I'm searching for my piece of paper right now. The gist of the question was, what financial and land management, if any, work experience or other experience do you have that you might offer the trust?
10 years as chief financial officer at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and 20 years as CEO, extensive audits, public accountability, clinical safety, regulatory reviews of operating both the hospital and long-term care center, which is one of the most highly regulated entities in healthcare, a skilled long-term care facility. Relative to land, our interest working with the board on developing a, call it a healthcare corridor in Fairbanks, linking the Chief Andrew Isaac Center to proximal distance from the hospital, looking at opportunities for land relative to the hospital and access for patients. My primary finance audit land experience would be related to work with the hospital. However, as a family that has raised Christmas trees in the past, we've also dealt with various parcels of land back in Wisconsin as we built a tree farm.
Mr. Powers, thank you for those additional comments. I want you to know that on behalf of the committee that we appreciate your willingness to place your name before the legislature and serve the people of Alaska on this trust. And there is a but in there. The but is that we need to have additional legal review from the administration on whether, based on current state statute for management and your employment history, whether you actually can, whether your name can be advanced at this time. So we are going to set your name aside, not because we don't want to advance it, but because we believe that you may not meet the hurdle requirement that is currently in state statute. So please do not take it as anything disparaging to anything that you've commented before us today or the skills that you have deployed to help other people. We just need to make sure that you meet the legal barrier or the legal bar that is required for this board in state statute. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. Now, I understand entirely. I would like to point out I officially stepped down in August. It was not May. The academic year ran, of course, through May, but I was on through that summer. So I just want to clarify that as well.
Mr. Powers, we had already established that, which is why we took the brief at ease. The issue is that you have to, as we read the letter of the law, when you're appointed, you have to be past your two-year marker, and so there's more than just a few days that is different. It's more like months, and so we'll check with our legal. There certainly is hope from the committee that we're reading it incorrectly and that you are a qualified applicant for the position. So we'll just set it aside. We can bring it back up. We'll ask legal to do a second look at it, and then we will either be contacting you directly or the boards and commissions for the governor's office will contact you with the status of the application. But I just wanted you to know and the general public to know we greatly appreciate all the expertise and your willingness to step forward. Comments from other committee members? Senator Bishop.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Powers. I think you're being a little bit humble, in my opinion, and I want to get this on the record as Senator McKinnon asked you about your land experience as Chief Financial Officer and Chief Operating Officer at the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital over a 20-year period. I'm sure you had some direct involvement in the millions of dollars of capital construction projects that on the hospital foundation, as it were. Is that correct?
Very, very briefly, I limited my comments to the land acquisition, but yes, very proud about building a incredible physical plant over those 20 years that included radiation therapy and cardiology and essentially doubling the size of the building. But I did keep my comments to the land acquisition.
Thank you.
Mr. Powers, again, thank you for presenting today. We will wait to hear from our legal department. I'm sure that the governor's office is following even as we speak. But we will make a formal request for them to review the qualifications to see if there's something we're missing or to see if we might have an option with a start date or an appointee date that's different than past that August departure date from your past employer.
I understand completely. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion on Ms. Berner?
Madam Chair, in accordance with AS 39.05.080, the Finance Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to the joint session for consideration. Ms. Vernay Berner.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the appointments advance. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. The next confirmation of governor's appointees before us is from the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. The board consists of five members appointed by the governor. To qualify for an appointment as a commissioner, a person must be a member in good standing of the Alaska Bar Association or have a degree from an accredited college or university with a major in engineering, finance, economics, accounting, business administration, or public administration. Actual experience for a period of 5 years in the practice of law or in the field of engineering, finance, economics, accounting, business administration, or public administration is equivalent to a degree. This board regulates public utilities by certifying qualified providers of public utilities and pipeline services and ensuring that they provide safe and adequate services and facilities as just and reasonable rates, terms, and conditions. The first confirmee in front of us is Janice Wilson. Ms. Wilson, are you there?
I am.
Welcome to Senate Finance. If you could state your name for the record and then please proceed with some opening comments that we hope includes your qualifications for serving on this board.
Thank you, Madam Chair McKinnon.
Continued service.
Yes. My name is Janice Wilson, and my qualifications basically are an undergraduate degree in economics and a law degree, and in being a member of the bar since 1975. Additionally, my work experience is primarily most of my career with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. As such, I provide a lot of institutional memory for an agency that has at least recently had a lot of turnover in staff. Commissioners turnover, and that's the way the commission is set up, but staff often stays on for many years, and recently, that hasn't been the case. We've had a lot of staff move on to industry. So I provide a little bit of ballast in that way for the commission at this time. I have been known since I became a commissioner 12 years ago as pipeline commissioner, because my previous experience had been in the economic regulation of our Alaska oil and gas pipeline. I was an administrative law judge and or the commission docket manager of all of the pipeline cases that the commission has had since 1980.
Thank you for those comments. Are there questions from committee members? Ms. Wilson has been serving since 2006. She was reappointed on March 1st of 2008, or she's looking for reappointment March 1st, 2018. Senator Michicki.
Madam Chair, I can't think of someone more uniquely qualified for this position. She actually has been, she was the last chairman of the Pipeline Commission. She's actually been regulating pipeline for 38 years in the state of Alaska. I appreciate your willingness to continue serving.
Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to echo the former speaker's comments. For me, I didn't have to read any further than Jay Hammond appointed you to know that that was good.
Questions or comments from committee members? Ms. Wilson, as someone who had been researching electricity transmission throughout our state and the utilities that are functioning in smaller communities, do you have any comments for the committee's consideration on providing lower cost energy to people in rural Alaska? Ms. Wilson, are you there?
I am there. This takes a bit of thought because, as I think you've probably discovered through your research, this is a difficult issue, having to barge or fly in fuel. The alternatives are also very expensive and very capital intensive. And so I'm sorry to not be able to provide much light on that issue. We've considered those issues over the years many times, and it's a very difficult thing to try to bring about.
Ms. Wilson, we currently don't regulate all the smaller utilities. I'm wondering if you have a position on that.
We currently do not regulate municipal utilities or cooperative utilities. Many of the rural locations are part of the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, and those are not regulated by us. They're certificated by us, but not regulated by us.
That may be more specific. Ms. Wilson, do you think not regulating is contributing to the higher costs? Or do you think it's a function of delivery of the fuel source?
I do not believe that our not regulating contributes to the cost. In fact, I believe that our not regulating limits their cost. There is a cost to regulation, and ratepayers pay that cost.
Thank you for those comments. Further questions from committee members? Thank you for joining us today in Senate Finance.
Thank you.
With the committee support, we'll do the motions at the end of the grouping. Mr. Paul Lasanke, Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Welcome to Senate Finance. If you could state your name for the record and then please proceed with comments for consideration of the committee on your appointment on this board. I understand you've served
yes.
Already. What?
Yes, Thank you, Madam Chair McKinnon, Mr. Co-Chair Hoffman, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Paul F. Losanke. I thank you for the opportunity to appear as part of the process of seeking legislative confirmation of my appointment. As I believe you know from the packets in front of you, my appointment is a little different than the norm. I have been appointed for the residuum of a full six-year term that was not completely filled by former Commissioner Norman Brookberg. So I have been back at the Commission since February 1st of this year, and my appointment period ends March 1st next year. So as we sit here, I have a little less than 1 year left, if confirmed. My qualifications, as you requested, I am a member in good standing of the Alaska Bar Association and have been since 1985. And I'm also a graduate of, with a degree in economics. As also I'd like to touch on that I was previously appointed to a full term as an RCA commissioner, and I served that full term from 2009 through 2015. And the reason that I am back is specific to the fact that there was an opening that came up when my former colleague, Commissioner Roper, left office. And as a consequence, I put my name forward as someone who, with prior experience on the commission, would be interested and capable of coming in and starting quickly and then departing again almost as quickly. The only other thing I want to touch on is because I am retired, I think it's important that the committee be assured that I didn't lose my connection with Alaska during my retirement period. I came to Alaska in 1982, moving to Kodiak. I came to Anchorage in 1984. I spent a period of time in Juneau from approximately 2004 to 2008. I returned to Anchorage. When I retired, I was living in Anchorage. I continue to live in Anchorage. I did take the opportunity to do some traveling while I was retired, but I have counted up the days, and I think the most time I spent out of state in retirement was 90 days 1 year. And I think the second highest was about 72 days. So I just want to assure the committee that I haven't lost contact with my home state. I still consider Alaska my home at this time. Thank you for your consideration. I'd be pleased to address any questions or considerations that the committee members have.
Are there questions from committee members? Mr. Losanke, the same question that I asked Ms. Wilson, do you have rural Alaska carries the burden of high energy costs, and at least some have suggested that a regulation or a review from RCA may benefit the utilities' customers. There is certainly, as Ms. Wilson points out, a cost to regulation for those utilities. Do you have any comments in regard to my previous question?
Thank you. Madam Chair, I think I pretty much would second what my colleague said. The cost of regulation is certainly an important factor for a lot of these smaller utilities. Just being able to respond to full regulation would be incredibly difficult. They just aren't staffed for that, and they would probably have to hire a fairly expensive professionals just to put the paperwork in place. So I would agree that full bore regulation would probably be an expense that would not really help them as much as the cost would hurt them. I certainly agree with that focusing on rural energy in general remains critical. The Commission does, as my colleague notes, certificate. And we do have interactions in with the rural utilities as far as the power cost equalization and things like that. And I'm certainly pledged to do whatever we can to try try and assist in the other agencies of the state that are also trying very, very hard to reduce the costs of providing energy in rural Alaska.
Thank you for those additional comments. Other questions from committee members? Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, thank you. In accordance with AS39.05.080, the Finance Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Ms. Janice Wilson, Mr. Paul Lesanke. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the motion carries. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Ms. Wilson, Mr. Lesanke, thank you for joining us today. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, on tomorrow's agenda, we do have noticed SB 321. It's a supplemental appropriation bill. At this point, we don't anticipate receiving that bill. The House would have to move it over, and I don't know whether that will happen, but I'm just putting you on notice that I do not believe that we will have that bill, but it is noticed for tomorrow. We will hear and bring back before us SB 92, as well as SB 158 oil. I'm sorry, SB 92 is vessels registration titles, and SB 158 is oil hazardous substance cleanup reimbursements. So just short titles. With that, we're adjourned.